This one here is based on a circular stairway in an old building in London. It uses three pillbox hats, one on top of the other. This was designed by Teresa. Here's another one that has a simple strip going round the base of the hat, but has then gone on to add strips of paper that come out from the base and that meet at the top of the hat, rather like a crown, making a fairly tall hat. This was made by Muriel. And lastly, there's a combination of the pillbox or single strip around the base and then the conical hat shape on top to form a castle turret. This was made by Fabrice. And there are many more that I could have brought.
Thank you, Vivian. That was most interesting. Now, what we can learn from this is that...
That is the end of section four. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet. Now you have some time to look at questions 35 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 35 to 40.
The next stage of the project was the design phase, and this involved, first of all, using their pages of research to draw a design of their hat on paper. That's the easy part. They then had to translate their two-dimensional design into a form to fit their head. I encouraged them to make a small-scale, three-dimensional hat first, so that they could experiment with how to achieve the form they required. And I imposed certain constraints on them to keep things simple. For example, they had to use paper, not card. Paper is more pliable and easier to handle. They also had to limit their colours to white, grey or brown shades of paper, which reflected the colours of the buildings they were using as a model for their hats. And they had to make sure their glue didn't show. Well, it was very enjoyable. And just to give you an idea of what they produced, I brought along three hats to show you.